Hey, this dumb cunt hasn't been cooking lately. Hey, guys! Caught us in a moment. Our neighbor's not cooking, and we're thankful, so we don't fucking smell it today.
Holy shit.
Usually yeah. It smells like Ethiopian lentils, but hi, mommies.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silence.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Yeah, I'm here. I'm home in LA until we go.
Yeah, it's awesome. Thank I'm jealous God. Until we go.
Until we go. Until I go. I'm going to go to South Africa. And if you want to meet me there, cool. If not, whatever. Cool. I got all kinds of guys.
Well, I'm looking forward to going with you, little jeans.
You might sit next to me on an airplane flight.
We're going to have in the upcoming episodes, we have some guests coming on. They're going to be great.
Yay.
And some of them you know, some of them you don't know. It's going to be a lot of fun. And yeah, it'll be great. So let's do the show. You ready to do this?
Let's fucking do it, bro.
Oh my god. Holy shit.
Oh yeah. That's it. Oh fuck.
Oh man, Grandpa. Damn.
I told you I had a lot of cum in there.
Holy shit.
Oh, yeah.
So wet.
They don't make them like that one anymore, do they? Huh?
I guess not.
Really amazing.
Who is Randy?
Don't bring anyone love into this.
Your mom in the fucking stand!
Welcome to your mom's house. With Tom Segura,
and Christina Pajitsky.
Welcome to your mom's house.
A lot of people listening at work not happy about that. Not so thrilled that coming out of your cubicle. Sorry, guys. My husband's a derelict. We get so many of those tweets like, God damn it, I was listening and my mom was in the next
they said, I get, how about next time, instead of a brown talk warning, you give us a porno warning?
Is there nothing sadder than the sound of an old man coming like that?
Remember I told you, I got to put together like a series of clips of this because there's nothing more horrifying than like, they're actually just dudes nutting, but like especially the old ones were like, like it sounds just so fucking terrible.
Wait, my favorite
and
is that
it looks terrible too.
I'm sure. My favorite is how she was like, okay, that's hot. Like she was trying to encourage him.
Yeah.
But you could hear it that she's not comfortable.
Of course.
That sucks to have to fuck an old guy as a porno actress.
Yeah.
I mean, you have some kind of say in what you do.
Well, it was her grandpa.
Well, it was an incest and old guy, young girl thing.
Yeah, it was her grand. Remember, she was like, geez, grandpa.
Oh, dude.
It was her granddad.
Wow.
I don't know how I found that.
Sure. I don't know how I found
that. You don't know how I landed on that. That's so gross.
Guy's coming. It's like the saddest sound. It's the saddest sound in the world, isn't it?
Yeah. It's not sexy. Like, female coming is like, it's a sexy thing, you know?
Yeah, everything we do is sexy.
Right, but I mean, like, that's a, I think.
Just kidding.
Whether, no, I mean, you fart all day, but.
Yeah.
But I think even, like, if you're talking about, like, you know, somebody who doesn't have to like like women, would hear it and be
pleasant.
Like.
Pleasant, yeah.
Oh, like, yeah, because it's like, oh, you know, there's a nice, like. But dudes are just, it sounds like they're like pushing the shit. Like,
it does.
Yeah.
You know, that's
grinding out of shit.
That, you know what would be an interesting thing to do is to put guys coming audio versus guys shitting audio and
really?
See.
the only good idea you've had this year.
How dare you say that? How dare? But how fun of a game is that? Shitting or coming? And then
you just named a new game.
Thank you. You're welcome.
Well, you all guys right,
we
know
gotta,
what'll be on the next
we
episode.
Put that together, yeah.
Shitting or coming is coming up.
That is so. We've sunk to new depths, lows
heights,
on this.
You mean?
Yeah. Well,
we've
you know,
risen to new heights.
It's so funny.
There's
that,
a new mountaintop that we just crossed into.
Can I tell you that you and I mean, we've talked like this since we've known each other.
Oh yeah.
Even just for years. You tried to do the old one too. You tried
I did.
To burp and fart and. Oh, there it
There's
is.
A
I'm sorry.
Delay.
I spoke too soon.
Yeah.
I spoke too soon. But you know what's so wonderful about this whole podcasting experience? Oh, good. Does it smell real bad?
No, I'm just so hot.
You want to throw up?
I'm so hot.
Why doesn't the dumb bitch turn on her AC
I
so that we
fucking
can get it,
know.
Too? What's wonderful about this podcast, what has given me joy, is that you and I have been talking like this for years.
Yeah.
And all we did was put microphones in front of ourselves.
Sure.
And the fact that other people share in this... Hold on, I have to fart. It was a quiet riot.
Oh, wow.
Oh, God.
Yeah, that people, because other people talk like this. That's the whole point, man.
It makes me really happy.
Yeah.
And speaking of very important current event, I didn't bring this up on the last podcast because I forgot, and mm-hmm. I'm really upset about this. We were talking about Sandusky, but more importantly in the news is Joey Chestnut winning the Nathan's Hot Dog Eating Contest.
Yeah, as one of your heroes.
Huge American hero. 6 times he's won. He was the first person to beat Takiro Kobayashi, who was the reigning champion for a long, long time. And he shamed and humiliated Kobayashi.
He did.
And I love Joey. I think he's wonderful. And also, Sonia Thomas, the Black Widow, a little Asian lady, she only weighs like 90 pounds, was the number one female eater. She ate 45 dogs in 10 minutes.
They really own their respective divisions because Sonya's been fucking, she's been kicking ass in the game for a while.
She really has.
And this is Chestnut's 6th year in a row.
Right.
I mean, he's like Lance Armstrong of competitive eating, but he's not cheating.
No, there's no cheating in this. How can you cheat?
He's not, he's not on the HGH.
Do you know that he ate 68 hot dogs? 68 hot dogs in 10 minutes.
Incredible.
Is that right? Did I get that right? Are you looking at that?
Let me look it up. I'm pulling it up right now. Let's see.
Fucking shit.
Chestnut, 68.
Yeah.
Dogs and buns.
And the buns, right.
Yeah.
Well, his method is he likes to dunk it in water, and it lubricates it, and then he shoves the whole thing in there in like 3 bites. Sonia Thomas, her other specialty is buffalo wings, like spicy hot wings.
She some of her achievements are really, really, really incredible. She's so small.
Tiny.
Yeah.
She has no fat on her body. But being a competitive eater is not really about eating the food, because I think they throw up like a few minutes later, or they shit it out pretty quickly. They don't really. It's not about eating a lot. It's just eating fast.
Yeah, and I talked to a competitive eater about it.
You know Joey. You met Joey.
I met Joey, but that's not who I talked to about. I talked to somebody else about it. I mean, I met Joey in Houston a few years ago. Just a normal looking white dude. Just an average looking dude. You see him, you're like, this dude. It's unbelievable. I mean, Sonia is God. What is her?
The Black Widow. That's
right. The Black
her name
Widow.
Is,
of course.
Yeah. And then Joey Chestnut's name is the Jaws, I believe.
Jaws.
They
call him Jaws. Yeah. Let's see. She's won a number of competitions. She's eaten 40 hot dogs in 10 minutes.
That's really good. She's
169 chicken wings.
That's hard to do.
No, I'm sorry.
With the
she
skin?
Ate 181 chicken wings in 12 minutes.
With the skin, dude.
I think
that's
so.
Fucking gnarly.
She's got over 25 eating records.
Well, and here's the thing, too.
She took down Kobayashi in a fruitcake eating contest.
Well, see, Kobayashi was slipping. You can't be the king forever. But you know how much they win? So Chestnut won 10 grand. You win 10 grand for placing first, which isn't that much if you're training all year.
You know what the competitive eater said that I talked to?
Huh.
So I asked him, I was like, of course. I was like, so what's up with, like, shits? After does this stuff sit? And he was like, oh, no. Like, you always throw it up. That's what we do.
Right, right, yeah.
Like, a little bit afterwards, you puke. And I was like, oh, that's got to fuck with your esophagus, right? And he was like, it's kind of why a lot of people tap out after a while, is because you start to damage your esophagus from vomiting all the time.
Yeah.
But that's that's like a you have to do it. I was like, he's like, you can't eat that and then just let it process through your system. It's really bad. But here's some of Sonia's numbers. You ready for these?
This broad,
5.75 pounds of deep fried asparagus in 10 minutes.
Ugh.
11 pounds of cheesecake in 9 minutes. Mm. 65 hard-boiled eggs in 6 minutes.
Ew, that's the fucking gnarliest. I've eaten 2 and I feel like I want a Ralph.
How many gyozas do you usually get when you order that? What do you get when you order gyozas?
You get like half a dozen, yeah.
Yeah. She had 206 in 10 minutes.
Delicious.
I
could do that.
44 lobsters, totaling 11.3 pounds of lobster meat in 12 minutes. I like lobster. I don't want that. 23 pulled pork sandwiches in 10 minutes. So
yeah,
she's a fucking savage, man. And she's tiny, man. She's like 5'1", 5'2", maybe 100 pounds.
Mm-hmm.
Joey, he's like maybe 6 feet, but like he looks like he's about 190, 200. He's an average-sized dude.
Kobayashi was a machine, and he was very fit. And people don't understand with this competitive eating stuff, it's really, it's about a muscle, the muscle of the stomach. The stomach is a muscle, and that's what they're exercising. And that's why this should be an Olympic sport, because they're really training their stomachs, their digestive systems, stamina.
Heart and desire.
Yeah.
You got to have heart and desire.
It's mind over matter. This is the ultimate in mind over matter. And there's no way to cheat, really. You can't Lance Armstrong your way through this, if you will. Yeah. Oh, and then Bartoletti, he won third place, and he's been on the scene for a while. I think Bartoletti is going to rise above Joey eventually. Yeah, because he's a younger cat. He's been in the game a while.
You know, there's some added stakes for next year.
Why?
And that is, well, now Chestnut is tied with Kobayashi for consecutive wins.
Oh, shit.
So next year will be record-breaking. And Kobayashi is no longer a participant, you know?
Yeah. He was shamed. He was really shamed. And then he couldn't... I think he had some negotiation issues with the IFOC. Mm-hmm. You know, these guys got to earn a living. You can't just do one contest a year and make 10 grand to live.
No.
You know, Joey Chestnut,
I think when you're at the top of the game, like him, he probably does some appearance stuff. And he's competing all the time.
You do
but
other things.
You're
yeah.
destroying your body the whole time when you're like really internally destroying it.
Yeah.
When you do this stuff.
I know.
Yeah. This says he's just over 6 feet and 210 pounds, and Sonia's 5'5" and barely 100 pounds.
Is that bananas?
It's
good
crazy.
She is at this shit.
It
too.
Really is. I cannot believe it.
She's been in a long time, and she just loves the. She might be bulimic naturally. A lot of these people might just be
naturally yeah. bulimic.
You know what I mean? Like she just likes to eat a lot and puke because she's real skinny.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, I was excited. I apologize for bringing it up so late.
Yeah, I know.
By
it's
now,
late
it's
in
a
the
month
game,
ago.
But sure, but you know, you're American, and you
right.
like celebrating those things.
Mm-hmm.
And I like to celebrate those things, buddy. I like to celebrate, man.
Oh yeah.
Real talk.
Oh yeah.
Real talk.
Oh yeah.
Real talk.
Oh yeah.
Real talk.
Man. A lot of good stuff we've been watching lately.
Buckle up, mommies.
One of the shows that I didn't think we were going to get more of. I thought it was going to be one and done, but then we saw that they had an update for us. It's a year ago. A year ago the first one aired, and that is the show Virgin Diaries on TLC. If you didn't see it, I think even it went viral. The kiss.
The kiss.
The show profiles
around the world.
We should say the show profiles people that are in their 20s and 30s and even older who are virgins, and they did it. Original show. So this couple that's really, like, they're just sweet, innocent, total fucking squares who held out for marriage. But the thing was, they didn't just not have sex. They didn't kiss.
Ever.
Ever.
Yeah.
They would get close to each other and be like, I'm not going to kiss you until they get married. They would like, rub maybe the tips of their noses against each other, like Eskimo kisses. They wouldn't even, you know... Yeah, like more than a hug.
It's so weird. And you know, again, they're super sweet. I mean, you
they
hear
are.
Them talk and you're like, these two are just out of the woods. They're just babes in the
they
woods.
Are.
I mean, nobody is more innocent, and we are vile, debased creatures compared to them.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, definitely. And these people, one of the things that happened was they showed their wedding, and at their wedding, when they kissed, it was their first kiss ever. It basically looks like two people that are standing trying to give each other the Heimlich. That's what their kiss looks like.
Yeah.
It's open mouth, not sure where to put the lips, and a lot of swallowing, maneuvering, like they're chewing food. It was really ridiculous.
Well, she likes to lead open mouth.
Open mouth lead.
Open mouth, yeah. Lips pouted, and tongue lead.
Yeah.
Like she does that, and he's just like, he's so afraid of her. He's so intimidated by any kind of sexuality.
Yeah.
It's so amazing.
Yeah. And then they revisited them, and they're still kissing the same way, and now they're fucking. And
I really wish we could see the fucking. How much would you give to watch the virgin?
Oh my god, the virgin
fucking.
Oh my god, that would be absolutely the most amazing, amazing thing in the world.
I imagine the couple that can't kiss well probably isn't having great sex. I mean, I can't imagine how it's probably very missionary. They cut a hole in the sheet. They think of their country like it's very perfunctory. It has to be.
Oh, yeah.
Just a nightmare.
Oh, it's got to be absolutely the most incredible thing in the world. And it's got to be like, you know, they tell each other the whole time. They're always telling each other like, yeah, it's so special that I met you.
Yeah.
How special. We're too unique. I'm so blessed to have you.
Oh, my God. He like sings to her. He's like, here's my favorite. They're at like a carnival and he goes,
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday. I wrote a song for you. Do you want to hear it? And they're like face to face. They're like 6 inches apart. And he's like, I'm going to sing to you. And then he sings to her. And it's the most painful. Like, to me, there's no torture worse than somebody singing to me.
Yeah.
Playing the acoustic guitar and singing to me. If you want to embarrass the shit out of me.
Oh.
It's so hard.
I find nothing more humiliating also.
Than being sung to. Oh, I don't know what the proper.
No.
It's so bad. It's so embarrassing.
I don't like seeing the performances out of context either.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Oh, right.
It's like somebody saying like, hey, will you do stand-up right here?
No, man.
You can see me at a stand-up venue. I'm not doing it here at this place.
But for someone to sing at you.
Yeah.
What do? You just stand there and you're just, what are you supposed to do? Smile?
Yeah.
Thank you.
What a gift you have for singing.
Mm.
What do you think their sex is like?
Like I said, I think it's a lot of missionary.
Yeah.
I think
the rhythm is right?
Awesome.
No, it's got to be
awesome
off.
Rhythm. He thrusts at her. He thrusts at her quickly. And
she goes, this is, while she's like, special, special.
Oh, because they're real lovey-lovey and real Christian-y. So.
A lot of eye contact.
Ugh.
Probably.
A lot of face touching, hair caressing.
And then when you think when he finishes, it's a beautiful.
I'm sorry. No, he apologizes. He goes, I'm sorry.
It's okay. Next time you'll make me?
Yeah.
Next time it's my turn?
Yeah.
You think it ends like.
She never.
Oh my God. Holy shit.
Oh, yeah. That's it.
Oh. Holy shit. The nervous laughter. My favorite laughter of all is like dumb hot girl nervous laughter. Yeah, they laugh. They laugh because they can't handle any kind of moment. Just everything. Ends in a dumb bitch laugh.
Like the, remember the Hef show?
Oh, I couldn't watch it because of the dumb bitch laughter.
They would be it's funny when you said that because
God.
They have like talking head moments where like they recap. So they would be like, we're going to go to the movies today.
Wait, why are you laughing?
Like, all right. And then like, they're like, we had grilled cheese for lunch.
Yeah. I wore my pretty jeans. Hef's coming over and we're going to have a party. I'm like, what? What is so funny on the show?
It's a nervous tick.
It's a dumb bitch nervous.
And it is the mark of a dumb bitch.
It really is. Yeah. It's an annoying tick.
Yeah.
So the Virgin Diaries, there's that couple. And then there's this poor bastard who is like 34 and he's Mormon and he lives at home with his mom.
Who's his wing mom.
His wing mommy. And they go, he like takes his mom to the bar.
Yeah, and he always talks about how great his personality is.
I just burped a little. Just,
yeah, that's gross.
And he merches out his virginism. Like, he's like, yeah, got t-shirts.
He makes t-shirts about how he's a virgin. And you know, also when you just, you keep talking about how great your personality is.
Yeah.
It's a little, and he gets real excited. And this is another thing that kills me. And I realize he's a virgin. This is one of the reasons why. But please never do this. Never ask a woman if it's okay for you to get a kiss.
Oh, you're right about that,
that is,
man.
Fucking, this isn't middle school, man.
It's not.
Just go in for it.
Just fucking take it. Take what is yours, man.
For the fucking kiss, man.
Yeah.
Go for it. The worst thing that can happen is she doesn't want to kiss you.
Or the worst thing that happens is she kisses you even though she doesn't want to, and then you got a free kiss out of it. You got an unwilling kiss. Just like you like.
So, and that's, they, some of these guys, they do it like, they'll be like, so do you kiss, like, when you go out with people? Like, okay, you've created a fucking wall. And then you can tell when they're like, ah, actually, I don't. And that means like, oh, you fucking ruined this moment completely.
Yeah,
or any chance of this happening?
Because it's so, like, it's so weird. If you guys have chemistry,
it's supposed to be organic, man.
You'll do it. You guys will kiss. You'll find
a
way.
Don't ask for it.
Don't ask for it, bro.
This guy is, he is a bizarre fucking guy. Here's a clip of Skippy. Skippy,
that's his name.
The 34-year-old
virgin. Change your name, son.
Not sure if you want to go on a date with me. Well, would a T-shirt change your mind? I made out with Skippy for 3 minutes, and all I got was this lousy T-shirt. Make the world a better place. Put a kiss on Skippy's face. This is a little bit ragged, but this is one of the first ones that says, Skippy is my pudgy, little, sexy, Mormon, Caucasian friend. 30-year-old, single Mormons. Proof dinosaurs exist. That's what I am. I'm Jurassic. This one is true if there ever was one. It's probably the most true shirt I've ever made. Nice guy. Finishing last since 1977, the year I was born. Yep. My body is a temple. Would you like a temple recommend interview? A little wink at, hey, if you want to get with me. Yeah.
How are those shirts working out for you? Like, that you realize that when you, like, that talks about, like, I got all these shirts, man. Check them out. I got 100 shirts. Aren't they great? And, like, has that helped you, you think? Or you're the guy. It's like the guy that defines himself by, you know, his...
Oh, like we met that guy in South Beach that had a lizard, like a really big lizard.
And that's
like,
who I am. I'm the fucking lizard weird guy. Lizard guy that walks down Ocean Drive.
Nobody wants to have sex with a lizard guy.
Right. And you're like, but I got these fucking lizards, man.
Nobody wants to have sex with a t-shirt merch virgin guy.
Yeah. Who's always talking about, I'm virgin, but by the way, I got a great personality. Your personality is weirding me out.
Right.
And this is why no one wants to fuck you, because you keep talking about your fucking personality.
Yeah, less personality, more shut the fuck up and just like kiss somebody.
Just kiss them on their
just
mouth.
Just bang her. Yeah.
And then finger under a table at a Denny's and then fuck her.
Is that how you take care of a virgin?
And by the way, this other girl was like, oh, I'm so nervous. And what I was thinking was, when somebody's like real nervous and you know that she's never done it, a good thing you want to do is, because she could get nervous, especially if you're in missionary, and be like, oh, and you don't want that moment's going to be not a good moment.
Yeah.
I think the best way to resolve that is you put her in the dog.
Oh, babe.
You know? Put her in the dog, babe. So you don't have to look at her face.
Oh, Tom.
And then any hesitation that she has, you're not aware of it.
Well,
so
babe,
you can
babe.
Just pound it. Listen, you pound her, you give her a good gorilla fucking while she's facing the pillow. You don't know if when she's making noises, those are like desperation, this hurts, I want
tears.
This to end, or this feels really good. And you can tell yourself that those murmurs and those tears are from enjoying it, you know?
Tears of joy or tears of pain. Who cares?
You don't look, you're just, you got her in the dog.
Either way, tears are lubrication.
There you go.
And who gives a shit, right?
So that's how I would do it.
That's great, babe.
How many more dumb fucking shirts Skippy has.
Take the Superman logo and turn it into a Skippy logo.
Oh, boy.
I made the WWSD. What would Skippy do?
Usually he would not come. He won't get inside of you. That's what Skippy would do.
Skippy.
Answer is Skippy would cuddle and run.
There you go.
I guess. You may be thirsty for some Skippy. got Skippy? Huh?
Oh, it's so hacky, too.
This guy has... He has way, way too many fucking shirts that he's...
I call it my hair heart. So I dye the hair on my chest with a black dye, and then once it's all dyed, then I'll go in and I'll shave it like this, and I'll just keep the upkeep on this.
He dyes his chest hair.
No.
He dyes his chest hair, and his point, it's important to point this out, okay? His chest hair normally wouldn't be black, it would be red, because he is a fucking ginger.
Ugh.
Skippy is a ginger.
Yeah? I just wanted to say that it really irritates me when Sal Part would say that red-haired people don't have souls, okay? Because we do. We do have souls, all right? And lately I've been being called a ginger.
Uh-oh.
A fat ginger by everybody at school. And it really hurts my feelings. I like it doesn't, but it does really bad. Gingers have souls! I go to church. I'm a Christian. You don't know me. You're not God. You're not God. You don't know who has a soul and who doesn't, all right? I'm a Christian. So if you think I don't have a soul, you tell me. Otherwise, fuck you.
That's not very Christian.
Bitches, you. For real. I'm getting sick and tired of everyone making fun of red-haired people.
Get used to it. And by the way, this guy could pass for Skippy the Virgin.
I know. I think he's taking the gingers have no soul thing a little literally.
Yeah.
Like, it's not really a debate about your metaphysical position.
It's not real.
No.
Chopper dyed his pubes ginger.
I'm just going to the list.
Ginger.
Chopper dyed his pubes ginger.
Ginger is kind of a pejorative term, isn't it?
It means red pussy hairs.
It does. It's kind of like saying Jew. You know what I mean? Like, oh, that person's a Jew. Like, even though not pejorative, it sounds like like it's a bad thing. And
but
it's
I don't
not.
Like. I ginger. I always thought was a pretty like light one. You know what I mean?
I think it's like fucking ginger. Like that's really the way you're supposed to say it. Not ginger, like a fucking ginger.
Yeah, but I mean, like if someone's like, "Oh, he's ginger," I don't think of that as like.
Ugh. Oh my god. P.S.
Yeah.
I took an airplane flight with a guy next to me, this gay dude who was into gingers.
Oh, he was talking about
it? That's his preference.
Really?
Uh-huh. That he likes gingers. I'm like, you're fucking weird, man. I don't know. Is that really a...
Yeah.
Not that dominant.
Guys are into it, though.
Into ginger guys?
No, guys are into... A lot of guys are into redheads. They're into gingers.
I guess so, man.
You know? They want to be in that ginger.
Ginger. Chopper dyes his pubes ginger.
So
what's that kid? He's crazy. Doesn't he say more crazy shit, though?
Yeah, he definitely says more crazy shit. He's crazy as fuck.
He's a ginger. He's a ginger.
Really, that's funny. Yeah. Okay. I'm being called a ginger every single day at school. Every day of my life. And I've contemplated suicide, all sorts of things. It pisses me off. Ginger people do have souls, all right? I'm red hair. I have red hair. I got red hair, and I'm proud of it. All right? I consider ginger a very slanderous word, a demeaning word.
There you go.
And I'm tired of it. Tired of it.
So?
You know, everybody else gets respect. I mean, black people, white people, Mexicans, everyone.
Not really.
Gingers. Why do gingers have to be... put down so much? Like, really, what's so different about us besides our hair color?
You don't have any souls, that's why.
Yeah, that's true.
You're soulless.
Really? What is so freaking different? Tell me! God! Because I don't really see much of a difference, okay?
Okay.
I'm redheaded, and I'm proud of it.
No, you're not.
All right? Everyone else, I'm sorry. I don't mean to insult you, but, you know,
You know who else is a ginger?
Fucking gingers. Who?
Pat Keen. Pat Keen's a ginger.
Don't start this again.
Chopper dyed his pubes ginger.
Pat Keen is a total ginger.
Yeah.
You should find Pat Keen on Twitter and you should tell him he's a ginger.
Oh, no. We're not going to start this again.
Why not? It was fun.
All right. Let's start it. It's at Citizen Keen.
Yeah.
Let him know he's a ginger.
Citizen Keen. Send him some tweets that he's a ginger. Ask him if he dyes his pubes ginger.
Right,
that's
right,
what you should
do. That's better. Yeah.
That's it. At Citizen Keen, do you dye your pubes ginger? Or are they naturally ginger?
He really doesn't like to be called a ginger.
He's something. The best.
Yeah. He's so funny.
I mean, I'm proud of me. I'm proud of myself, you know? I'm proud I got freckles, you know? It's who I am. God made me that way. And I have a soul.
All right, already. Got
soul.
It. The
soul. So,
shit.
Yeah. Don't freaking be like that, okay?
Okay.
I have a soul. Ginger and proud of it.
Yeah.
That kid's fired up. I've seen some other videos. He's always fucking...
God. Fucking Blue Band.
That wasn't Blue Band's fault. That was his fucking ginger's fault.
His stupid soul came out and fucked up our soundboard.
Fucked up our sound. Yeah.
That's so funny. That kid's so fired up about that.
Everyone thinks I'm an actor, okay? I just found out! I am not an actor! I'm trying to bring about peace. Okay? Does this look like acting to you?
What's he doing?
You see this?
He's banging his head against a wood fence and punching it.
I'll tell you what.
He's really freaking out.
I just smushed my freaking thumbnail in. I am not an actor. So stop!
Ooh, something's wrong with this kid, huh?
Yeah. He's running around. He just ran into some bushes.
I gotta stop or someone have a heart attack.
He's really freaking out. He's got cut off jean shorts on.
Oh, that's nice. Maybe he's a podcast listener.
Yeah. Wow. This guy's really fucking over the top, man.
I know, it's so funny.
You know what's funny?
Huh?
Is this guy who talked about how much he loves being ginger?
Yeah.
He dyes his hair black in one of these videos.
Oh. Well, they're probably to prove a point.
I don't know. Should we click on it?
Yeah, why not?
Looks like it's a long video, though.
Yeah,
I don't want to watch him.
I don't want to watch him bang his head.
Hey, what's up, guys? It's me, Copper Cab.
Oh, boy.
Oh, it looks
this
really
is my
bad.
Dance video.
Oh, my God.
I mean, you haven't seen me in a while.
Oh, I don't know
I've
about
been
this.
Busy with stuff, okay?
He looks totally like Travis Bickle right now.
What, he shaved his head as a mohawk, or?
He doesn't look healthy right now.
Well, clearly the kid's off his nut. Something's going on
yeah,
there.
Yeah.
Something's going on. But thankfully there's a forum now for the clinically insane, and it's called YouTube. And everybody can go on there and get 29 million views of their
Unreal.
Insanity.
That guy has 29 million views for that shit.
Yeah.
Unreal.
No, I know. Not even a talent. It's not
even a.
He's
fucking...
just crazy, and it's fun to watch.
Well, you know, speaking of these fucking gingers.
Chopper dyed his pubes ginger.
We should.
Chopper. Oh. I love it. It's fill her up.
Feel her.
Shot. Ginger edition. Let's do a special ginger edition.
Yeah.
All right, hold on.
First, you know what we should do?
What's that, buddy?
I think we should go to our results from our last one. People
good
like
call.
their results. It's good to keep people filled in.
Filled in and filled up.
And filled up. On who's getting filled up. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I love this song.
It's really nice. It makes me feel like we're on vacation in Mexico.
We are on vacation in Mexico.
I love mariachis. I love mariachi music. That Facebook page is so funny, man. I was on there today looking at all the posts people put. They come up with their own polls now.
You can vote.
It's, the fucking it's a fun page, thing, man.
Go to facebook.com/yourmomshousepodcast. All right. We asked you, who did you want to fill up and seal shut? Danica Patrick with motor oil in her juices?
Right, right.
Or Maria Sharapova?
Yeah, and?
More than double chose Sharapova.
I knew it. Yeah. Blondes, blondes, blondes.
It's all about the blondes.
Always. Good.
We asked you if you wanted to get filled up or sealed shut by Tom Brady, the quarterback for the New England Patriots,
yeah,
who's married to Giselle, the supermodel.
Oh, after Leonardo DiCaprio filled her up for years.
He dropped many loads into
Giselle. He loaded her up and tossed her right the fuck out.
And
right?
He was like, you can get in on this if you want now, Brady. And we said him or David Beckham, who fills up and seals shut Posh Spice on a regular.
Yeah.
Brittle. Wasn't even close.
Really?
Wasn't even close.
Tell me.
More. Jesus. 50 to 15.
50 to who's winning?
Beckham.
Beckham? Yeah, Beckham's a hottie. Beckham's a real hottie. He's a handsome dude. Brady's All-American. Beckham's a Euro stud.
Yeah.
He wears those little nut huggers, right? Doesn't he do like panty ads and shit?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
He does ads for Uggs.
Uggs. Ugh. Yeah. Speaking of Uggs, Uggs in the summertime. Ugh.
Ugh.
Yeah. Have you seen that?
Yeah. Sweat bombs.
So gross, dude.
Right? Is that supposed to keep you warm?
Dude, it's fucking hideous. I've seen him. I'm talking like Stevie. Yeah. I've seen him, man. Seen it in L.A.
You see it a lot. You see it all over.
I know.
Chicks wearing winter hiking boots.
I know, man.
But you know what? There was a big tie, a direct tie, in my favorite filler up, filler shut ever. When I asked you, who did you want to get filled up or sealed shut by? Adam Pac-Man Jones or Marshawn Lynch?
Oh, my God.
Marshawn just got arrested, by the way, this week.
He did? What did he do?
Got a DUI.
Anyone can get that, man. That's too easy.
I'm not saying it. I'm just saying he's in the news.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, this was a great. It was a great. Not as many people voted.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to sound disappointed. I meant I would expect more crime out of him.
Oh,
I'm disappointed it was only a DUI.
That's a loaded statement. What was disappointing to me is that more of you didn't jump in and vote on the Marshawn or Pac-Man fill him up, but you voted Marshawn 21, Pac-Man 20. So by one,
Oh, wow.
It's a tight race.
Wow.
I think you should go back and add a vote or two to just fill them up and seal them shut.
That is a tight race.
So, our ginger edition. Who's
Let's do it, guys.
All
right.
Got? Who do you got for them?
Filler up, sealer shut. Gingers.
Ginger edition.
Ginger edition. We're going to do dudes first. Carrot Top. A very famous multi-millionaire ginger
he
P.S.
is. And he's got a lot of toys. You know he's got something that'll biz and buzz on your cooch.
That's true.
Okay.
Carrot Top, millionaire, a little freakish in the face, in the body.
Got into some roids late, you know, in recent years. Sure.
I think so. He denies it. But or that kid from Harry Potter who plays Ron Weasley.
Harry's friend.
Yeah, his BFF.
We didn't even find out his name.
I don't even give a shit what his name is.
Okay.
Everyone knows who he is. He's Ron Weasley.
So Carrot Top or a 16-year-old?
No, he's of age now. They graduated from Hogwarts, remember?
Okay, yeah.
He's 18 or 19, 20.
Which of those kids do you feel like fucking? Which of those?
Look, they both have their pros and cons. Ron is young and inexperienced. Carrot Top, freakish in the face. Freakish, but older. Maybe more loving.
I'm into this one. I think it's experience that's going to lead me in this one. And I'm a sucker for laughs. And I think Carrot Top's going to pull out some toys that'll make me laugh. Maybe something I haven't thought of. Hey, isn't this a good move? Oh, look, I'm in your mouth.
Mm.
You know, stuff like that. That's fun. I enjoy toys. So I'm going with Carrot Top.
Okay. I'm going to have to go with Ron Weasley.
Oh, looks like we have two different opinions on this one.
Well, I think Ron, since he graduated from Hogwarts School of Wizardry, would have some magic spices to put on my cooch.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? He's got his, like, messenger owl or whatever, or cat or whatever he has.
Interesting. And I like the way you think.
A cauldron and a wand. You could put that magic wand in my anus and twirl that around.
Okay. Interesting. And for the ladies?
With ladies, we have Julianne Moore.
Oh, yeah.
Remember her in Boogie Nights when she plays like the coked up mom figure?
Yeah.
I love her. Or Julia Roberts.
America's Sweetheart?
America's Sweetheart. So also
Julianne
a ginger.
Julianne Moore. Or Julia Roberts. Both gingers. That's kind of an interesting one. I find Julianne Moore attractive. I'd like to fill that out. But I think I would take Julia Roberts for the story.
Yeah, you fuck Julia Roberts. That's like
a good story.
She's like the queen of show business. I mean, absolutely. She's a huge star.
It's like if you say, you know, do you want to fuck, you know, a supermodel or Oprah? I'm taking Oprah for the story, you know?
Would you fuck Oprah?
Sure. You know why?
Why?
So I could come home and tell you, guess what I did this weekend? I fucked Oprah.
You would tell me if you did that?
Oprah? Yeah.
You would seriously tell me that?
I'd be like, babe, I fucked Oprah this weekend.
It wouldn't make you exempt from, like, our marriage vows, you know, just because it's Oprah Winfrey.
I think it does.
You'd have to listen to her talk and shit, like, about her soulfulness and, like...
I just put my hands
you'd
in
it. You'd have to pretend to be interested in spirituality and stuff.
Here's a couple things going to happen.
Okay.
I don't expect it to be great sex. She's going to kind of, you know, she's going to lay on the conversation.
Oh, boy, a lot of chatting.
I'm going to say that I need to get some gas in my car. She's going to give me some cash. And
I don't know about that. She doesn't like to give handouts anymore. She's over that.
Hey, I have your car. I need to fill it up right now. Okay, fine. And she's going to have some good sandwiches for post-sex.
And all those Cocker Spaniels. They're so cute. I bet she lets them jump on the bed and play with those Spaniels.
Hey, can I get a sandwich and some money to fill up the car?
Yeah. And you could probably have a three-way with Gail and her.
And think about when the last time she doesn't know anything about gas or little thing tasks like that. She'll be like,
she has no idea.
How much is the car? What do you need to fill up the car? I'll be like, I don't know, $8,000. She's like, is that what it costs? I'm like, yeah.
Yeah. The war, bitch.
Yeah. It's fucking premium fuel. I don't put 87 in my car.
Would
stupid.
You bang her and Gail together?
Sure. Good story.
Wow. You're right about that.
Yeah.
Who do I get to fuck for the story then?
Somebody undesirable, but it's a great story.
Let me think about that. Is Robert De Niro that?
No, what the fuck?
He's old as shit now.
He's not that old.
He's not desirable.
Yeah, he's pretty cool. I don't think he gets to be
okay,
cool.
Okay, Dr. Phil. I get to fuck Dr. Phil?
Go ahead.
I know, he's not that good either. That's not a good one.
That is a good one. That's the whole fucking thing about this one.
But is he that famous as Oprah, Dr.
No.
Phil?
No, but it's still, like, it's in that, yeah.
Who's, like, uber famous?
He's gonna bore the shit out of you.
You know who I would fuck? Clinton. Bill Clinton. That guy's gotta be a great lay.
Yeah, what the fuck, man? That's not the game.
Well, you have to help me think of an equivalent of Oprah Winfrey, man.
You would get, like, I don't know, man. Mort Saul.
Mort Saul.
Yeah.
He's dead.
No, he's around.
Mort Saul is not around.
He is around.
He died in, like, 1864, babe. That guy's fucking dead.
No, I know who you get. You get Wilford Brimley.
Oh, that's a good story. Love Wilford.
Yeah.
That talks is a good
about
story.
Insulin
cocoon,
and stuff. Yeah.
Insulin is bitis.
The beatus.
His sugar. Yeah. Wait, so you didn't tell me Julianne Moore or... Oh, we did say Julia Roberts. I'm sorry.
I said Roberts for the story.
Now, what did I say? I didn't say anything yet.
You didn't say anything yet.
I think they're both insufferable actresses.
Yeah.
Julia Roberts, I think she'd treat me nicer. I think
really?
She'd, like, take me to dinner. You know what I mean? She's more
what do you
affable.
Think,
she's like a...
What do you think the...
Julia Moore just seems a bit wooden to me. I don't know her. You know what I mean? I don't know her like I know Julia Roberts.
Oh.
I feel like I know Julia because we've had so many chick flicks together, you know?
Yeah.
I remember when she was a prostitute, when she works in the pizza parlor, when she had a gay best friend. All those things I know her from.
So that's who you would take?
Yeah.
All right. Well, you guys can let us know who you would take. Go to facebook.com/yourmomshousepodcast. We got this other video I wanted to see what it was all about, if you don't mind. Did you send me this? You sent this. Yeah.
You're watching history, ladies and gentlemen. History is being made here today. You can tell your grandchildren that you were here at the first World Burping Championship. And we think Tim Janis is ready.
My approach is going to be to gulp a lot of air. I think that's the most important thing. That's the most efficient way of getting air down. And then I'm going to drink a lot of soda, but I want to start gulping the air before I do anything else.
Wow.
As I drink the soda, what that's going to do is, of course, it will release more bubbles. But it's also going to compress the air that I've already got in my stomach so that I have, so that no air hides in any corners of my.
I love how well thought out this is.
It's so methodical.
Really methodical.
I know, it's awesome.
Really impressed with this guy.
My stomach, so that it's all at the very top and ready to explode out of me. One of the things I worry about is that if I burp with too much force, that all of a sudden, you know, what could be a 12-second burp will be condensed into an 8-second burp. So, you know, I'm trying to figure out how to hold that.
Do some of his burps actually just sound like him going like,
It's not. There's air. You can hear the air being. He's actually, see, he just described his method. He said, I'm concerned if I push too hard. A 12-second burp will be condensed to an 8. So he's really.
I really thought, by the way, he was going to say, it. I would think a 12-second burp would just vomit all over myself. Yeah,
that would be the natural. No, but so he's controlling the belch so right. that it the airflow comes out at a slower pace.
Right, right.
Amazing.
Back. Eventually, someday, I'd like to learn how to contract my esophagus a little bit to hold that sound, hold that note a little bit longer. But, you know, I think that's something that I'll work on in the future.
And you have your champion, Tim Janis, the world burping champion.
Jesus.
I mean, I don't know. I think, you know, probably for me, it's.
That was really, really impressive, man. It's really how you burp right there.
He does. You're right, though. He makes a sound over the burp. He goes, He likes to make a sound over it to really.
Right. It sounds like he's just going, But he's burping. The guy can burp.
Do you think he has a girlfriend?
No, I don't think he's single. I think he's a single guy. And I don't think this will help him get girlfriends.
I don't think so. This does not impress many women.
I think him and Skippy would make a great team. Skippy could wear his stupid fucking shirts and talk about his personality, and then this guy could belch in her face.
This guy's basically Booger from Revenge of the Nerds.
But he's way too, like, put together. It's really funny.
He's like, got, like, khakis on and stuff.
Yeah.
He's like an office guy, and he's like, super undignified.
Yeah.
How great was that?
That's fucking amazing.
Babe, I think you could compete.
No.
I've heard some that have really, really.
I mean, I've had some great ones. Been amazing. Of course, I've had some great ones, but I can't compete on this level.
See? Oh, it just sounded like you're going to puke.
I know. That's what I'm scared of.
Babe, stop. I'm going to throw up watching you.
You really feel like a loser burping after that guy.
Yeah.
That's not really.
You have to drink Dr. Pepper. That really induces.
What's up, y'all? Man, it's Michael Maroy, man, from Two River TV, man. We're here with an exclusive, man, with Crunchy Black, former member of the famous Oscar award-winning group 3-6 Mafia. He's been solo. And in case you haven't been in the news and know what's going on, man, he was just last week was shot in the face,
all right. Shot
in the leg. And just today, he's out of the hospital and back in the studio.
You already know, bro. I'm in the studio trying to get you some more motherfucking songs done up. You know what I'm talking about? And show these folks, man, ain't no stopping me, man.
I mean, you know, a couple rappers that's been shot before, man, has been really successful after. I don't know if that was due to that motivated them or anything or what, but
how does it make you feel? I mean, it doesn't help your street credibility because your street credibility was already super hood. Everybody knew that. But does this motivate you to do your music more or what?
Yeah, man. Every time I find out I got another group of haters, man, it just helped me out a little more to keep on pushing and pushing and pushing. So, yeah, it motivates me like a motherfucker.
That's awesome.
I'm well, sorry. They, I me,
like, that's 3-6 Mafia. I like that.
Well, that's Crunchy Black. Yeah.
Oh, Crunchy Black.
Yeah.
I didn't even know the names. I just knew I liked that song. Gotta stay. Does he sing that Crunchy?
He was with them when they were when they were making that for sure. When they were during that album, he was still with them. Yeah.
Is he from either from MIA?
No, they're from Where Memphis.
The South. Yeah.
Yeah.
The Dirty South.
Mm-hmm.
3-6 Mafia.
That- yeah! For the first time, it's going down history, baby.
It's a jam.
3-6 Mafia. Featuring A-Ball and MJG. Young Buck. It's a Tuesday thing. We gotta stay.
I swear I, a good jam.
Yeah.
I gotta stay. Till I die. I gotta stay.
It's nice.
Yeah. Producer. He always says that. Hey, call me the juice and you know I'm a stunt.
Riding in the car with a bump in the trunk. Told him to laugh. It's a jam. And you know this one, too.
Yeah. I've been popping my collar. Popping my collar.
Popping my collar.
Ever since I can't remember, I've been working these hoes. And they better put my money in my hand.
Look at you.
I love this one. Popping my collar. Popping my
collar. This is a fucking jam.
Yeah. Ever since I can't remember, I've been working these hoes. Yeah. Yeah. And when it comes to getting bread, I got the keys to the bakery. Bakery. Let me catch a girl up out from working in my sight. And believe I'm gonna be a chick in the daylight with a flashlight. I'm trying to get paid. The money is made. Uh-oh.
You surprise me every day, man.
I like this one. Oh, I am a bitch. Cause it's one a dollar. I'm a bad bitch, a ugly bitch, a model. Real.
Well, you know me by the juice. Bam. Hanging out with big trees. Standing on the porch. Drinking liquor, drunk. Smoking weed. Trying to get a paycheck for work. Fur ain't came yet. That's why I stay in the girl ear to kick that pussy wet. So I can get paid.
So stupid.
In the shade. Is it fuck or not?
Do you think these guys would fill people up and steal them shit?
That's all they do, dude. That's all they know how to do. That's why they're awesome, though.
Yeah. Crunchy Black, though.
Crunchy Black. I didn't know that
he
was
a thing.
He got
shot in the fucking face, man.
But like that guy said, it could be great for your career, right? I mean, look at 50 Cent.
I guess.
He got shot. Kanye, didn't Kanye? Oh, he got into a car accident. Had his, like, jaw wired.
Yeah,
right?
Jaw wired, yeah. 50 Cent got shot.
50 got shot.
The Game got shot. Yeah.
Thank God comedians
the Game
don't
got
get
shot,
shot
before his career took off.
What if we started wars with each other like this?
That'd be great. I would love to shoot some comedians. Be great.
Go ahead and suck on my wood. Something in their ear if I could. Oh, man.
Uh-oh. I've never seen you move like this, man.
I'm really into this song.
Well, you guys know what's up. Hey, fucking send us your emails. Let us know what you're thinking about. Yourmomspodcast@gmail.com. Yourmomspodcast@gmail.com. We, let's see. We got to get going, man.
Word up.
I'm fucking exhausted.
Murder, murder, murder.
We love you. Go to yourmomshousepodcast.com. Check it out. Get a highest, tightest jeans bundle. Get a Top Dog shirt. we have some great guests coming up on some episodes that will be with you very shortly. Thank you, as always, for tuning in. And you have anything else to say?
No, just I love you, mommies.
I love you, mommies, too. We love you so, so much.
Look at me, busy as a bee. Where'd I get all this energy? Oh, man, man. I don't sleep and I don't eat. but I've got the cleanest house on the street.
Oh, meth.
Meth. Get these hairs all out of my face. Get these bugs all out of my place. One more hit,
no time to waste. Oh, meth.